Good morning, Legal Expert. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Angela from Queensland Guinea Pig Refuge.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Did Dennis send you an email? You've probably not even checked yet. You've just opened.
I literally just sort of walked in the door.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So, alrighty. So I've got this one. Okay. So you've got a little baby that just needs to be checked over.
Yeah, I'm not so, since he sent that email, I got a, because I think they were worried about coccidia, and then I got an email, the one that got euthanized last night, they did the fecal sample and it was clear. But what's happened is, basically, backstory, we got contacted by AC Vets last Saturday. They had someone buy two baby guinea pigs from a produce store because they were lay on the side, couldn't hardly breathe and were bleeding from the bottom, and they refused to get vet care for them, so the people bought them and dropped them at AC Vets said that they treated them for a few days and asked us to take them. When we checked their sexes, it still did look like a little bit of diarrhea around the bum, but there's been none since. It ended up being one girl and one boy. So the boy went to one carer, I've got the girl. The boy was always very wobbly on his feet, and then last night he just stopped eating and couldn't move, so he went to the vets and he was put down. The one I've got is, she's not got diarrhea anymore, and she's just, you know, she seems to be coming on, but she's not really interested in food unless she's on your belly, sort of, you know, eating. But I keep saying to my husband, because she just lies down, I'm like, you know, she's not going to be like that forever. She's just, I don't know whether she's sick, whether she's depressed because she's a tiny baby on her own. Like, I'm not sort of sure.
No,
so, yeah.
It sounds like she's really unwell.
Right, okay.
Yeah, like, especially if she's lying, like, on her side, or, like, you know, she's not really moving around very much. Like, that's...
Yeah, I mean, to be honest... My way of checking her is putting my hand in the tunnel to see if she's still warm. Like, she comes out occasionally for a bit of food. She is putting a bit of weight on. But mainly that's when my husband has her on his chest and he's feeding her veggies. Like, in her cage, she has a little nibble, but she's not really interested.
Yeah, and what do they treat her for?
I have no idea.
Okay.
They didn't tell us. And also they told us that they had them for a week. But then I found a post on Facebook with someone, just a member of the public on one of the guinea pig pages, saying that she's just found these baby guinea pigs at produce store in Albany Creek, and I've bought them and sent them to the vets. And when I sent a picture to Dennis, he said, yep, that's them. And I said, but this woman posted this 3 days ago, and AC Vets said they'd had them for a week.
Okay.
So... If they only had them for 3 days, I mean, can you treat? Is 3 days enough to be treated for?
I don't know what they're treating them for, so I don't know.
No.
If it was literally just to stabilize them and rehydrate them, then yes. But it just depends on how, like, severe they are. They may also be born with deformities. There might be something else internally that's going on. At the emergency, they do like a full fecal float. So if they didn't find any coccidia, then like we're not going to be able to find any really.
Yeah.
Because they do the full shebang sort of test.
Yep.
But, yeah, look, all I could offer you, you could probably drop her off. I can get my vet to assess her, and then we could give you a ring. It's just we are fully booked today.
Okay.
So that's the best I could sort of offer for you.
Okay, well, that should be fine, but, yeah, I'll just double-check and get back to you in a minute.
Yeah, no worries. Just give us a ring back.
All right. Thank you.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye.